Donald Trump, meanwhile, is moving closer to the GOP nomination, and there's a lot of talk that he's trying to tone things down and be more presidential, as he calls it. But NPR's Sarah McCammon reports it can be hard to tell.
For weeks, Donald Trump has been saying that his wife Melania and daughter Ivanka have urged him to strike a more formal tone. But he told a packed convention center in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last night, that's just too easy.
That would be much easier than doing what I'm doing right now, because I could talk nice and calm and everybody would fall asleep after 10 minutes.
There are some indications that Trump is trying to soften his image. He's been making more appearances with his family. His new top advisor, Paul Manafort, was secretly recorded telling Republican leaders that the real, more policy-focused Trump will emerge soon. And he'll make a foreign policy speech tomorrow. After his big win in his home state of New York last week, Trump gave a brief, disciplined speech where he referred to his chief rival as Senator Cruz. But last night in Pennsylvania, the old Trump was back.
And look, he's lying, Ted. He holds the Bible high and then he lies. He puts it down. Lying, Ted.
At last night's rally, Trump called both of his rivals sad. He went after Ohio Governor John Kasich for eating pancakes during a televised interview at a Philadelphia diner.
I'm always telling my boy, take small bites, Barrett, little tiny bites. And yesterday he said, Daddy, who's that guy on television? That's disgusting. Did you ever see? And then they talk about presidential.
Of course, for some, his tone is part of the appeal. Connie Check of Slatington, Pennsylvania, says, sure, some of it's harsh, but...
I think a lot of it is blown out of proportion. I think he might have attempted to say other things and they read into it.
John Loeffner of Pocono Pines thinks Trump just gets riled up in front of a crowd.
He just gets in front of all those people. I don't think he'd act that way as a president or if he was doing business.
As he waited to go inside, John Maurer of Pocono Lakes said he doesn't expect a big shift in Trump's tone anytime soon.
I don't think he can. I mean, I'm 63. Donald's, what, 68, 69? I mean, I'm setting my ways. He's setting his ways. And quite frankly, I'm standing in this line. It's a mile and a half long because I like the way he is today.
For now, Trump is counting on supporters who like what they're seeing to help him pick up delegates in today's primaries. But if he becomes the GOP nominee, that may be the time when Trump has to adjust his style for a wider audience. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.